Samira al-Ghazali returned to her native Iraq after the first Gulf War 13 years ago. Her mother died in that war, and Samira stayed to help needy Iraqi children. In our occasional series on Americans abroad, NPR's Emily Harris has Samira's story.
In early 1991, Samira al-Ghazali was in Texas. Her mother, also living in the U.S., had returned to Baghdad for a visit.
She called me before the war. She said, "You think Baghdad's gonna be bombed, the people of Iraq?" I told her, "No, Mama, nothing going to happen to you. Just stay in your house and don't worry. Nothing gonna happen to you."
But something did. A stray bomb killed Samira's mother and her aunt.
I lost her. I lost them all. So I feel very guilty. That's why I sold their properties. They used to be very rich, and I decided to spend every penny on the children who need, on the orphanage children.
For the first 10 years, she says, it wasn't easy for her organization, Support Iraqi Children, to help sick or poor children in Iraq. The government of Saddam Hussein was supposed to be their benefactor, but it imposed restrictions on Samira's activities.
When I want to go to see the children in the hospitals, they have to send three or four people watching me. They watch my mouth, what I'm saying. You know, usually when you go to the hospital and visit, you know, the sick children or the ill children, usually you ask them how you are doing, are you okay, what do you need. There is no way I can ask their mothers or talk to her privately, no way.
Today, with no more government watchers and now free for the first time to solicit donations, her whole approach to helping kids has changed. Dozens of children and their mothers or caretakers recently gathered on Samira's lawn for a party. It was the day before the Muslim Eid holiday, and Samira's staff handed out soap, sugar, toothbrushes, and 5 packets of noodles per family. Since last spring, Samira's organization has registered more than 170 kids. All have lost at least their fathers. All are poor. The funding is irregular. Samira does what she can, drawing on her own family's fortune. Some additional support comes from individual donors and NGOs. Staff check regularly on the children's health, school, and other needs, but Samira doesn't like to visit unless she has food, clothes, or cash to give away. Staffer Lubna Talib al-Barak says the job is tough.
This is very hard on Dr. Samira. She is a mother and her children are in the United States. But this work makes her feel better because she's doing something to help people. She can decide to leave Iraq and go back to see her children. But she has 171 children to take care of here.
To honor her mother's memory, Samira left her own 3 children behind in the U.S. in the care of her brother and sister. One son, born later, is with her in Iraq. She says her American kids were old enough to say goodbye to, teenagers when she left, the same age she had been when she was married and emigrated. Still, it hurts.
They are mad at me. Sometimes my daughter cry a lot on the telephone, and I told them, "I'm sorry. These children have no families. They need someone to take care of them, to see how they are doing."
She promises to go back when she knows her needy children in Iraq will be taken care of. Then perhaps she can let her mother's memory rest. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.